Hit record, Roman. Hit record.
Got it. Got it.
Music is still going.
There you go.
All right, cool. All right. Are we connected, Roman?
Yes, we're good.
We're good, man. We're good. We're awesome. Well, we always say "What a brew" before our show, but "What a brew, boo."
I will try it. What a brew, brew.
There you go. There you go.
What a brew, boo.
What a brew, boo. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Hi, Frank. How are you?
You do you, brew, boo.
There you go.
Silly bear.
Special episode today. We have Shannon, Alan, and Paul somewhere in the studio. He's the brain behind the whole thing, but he's, I'm assuming, going to be joining us. I'm not sure.
Yep. Producer Paul. Yeah, Producer Paul. He'll pop in.
Excellent.
Hi, guys.
He's manning the boards.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. We've been, you know, kind of like always missing each other. You know, we're constantly on social media, you know, following each other, giving likes, sharing things, saying hello.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're finally been able to do this.
Absolutely.
So thank you, guys.
This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We really appreciate the connection. I mean, you guys are always been supportive, and you know, we love it. Bear culture just brings everybody together. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. We enjoy it.
We both have beer podcasts, right?
Right.
We start with beer, so we're going to keep that tradition going. And
yes,
we're drinking Genesee Cream Ale today.
Oh, nice.
That's not, among some other ones.
That's not entirely accurate yet, because I got to finish this one first. That's not.
Choke that down. Yeah, but the nice thing is that Genesee Cream Ale actually just took gold, didn't it, last year for an award for best cream ale?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Just look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff out this way. Alan, I mean, I know. So I don't know if Shannon knows, but we kind of hooked up with Alan on a Instagram Live.
Oh yeah.
Oh, cool.
Sometime maybe October, November, but
I didn't even know.
I was going backwards driving with a bunch of buddies.
You told me about that.
Yeah, I was going to Binford for a rodeo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you had someone in the back seat, some lady. I forget. She was pretty cool, but then no one actually saw anybody driving. So
yeah,
we weren't sure if there was even a driver because you were in their passenger seat. Right?
There was a driver, but he went a little off road. We went mudding through a cornfield with his truck.
Oh shit!
It was just fun.
Was that with John?
Yeah.
Oh, it was with John. Yeah.
Definitely looked like it was a little bouncy back there.
Yeah, the country roads are a little terrainy.
Crazy.
Well, guys, do you have your port?
Oh, what are we drinking now? Let them know what we're drinking.
So we're going to crack open from Drecker, which I actually like, but I'm a sucker for blueberries, and this is a fluff stuff. This is a blueberry marshmallow pastry sour.
Nice.
And it is honestly like blueberry juice with a marshmallow finish.
This is what I just pounded.
What'd you just pound?
This on your camera, the blueberry Ellicottville.
Oh, this is good. Blueberry on blueberry.
Oh, yeah. We got the blueberry fluff. What is it called? Fluff stuff?
Now we're in Genesee.
We're in sync, man. Toast to you guys, man. Toast to you guys.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. What a pleasure. This is amazing. Yeah, Alan. It's a pleasure.
Cheers, Paul.
Oh,
damn, that's good, yo. Holy shit, that's good.
I told you it's blueberry juice.
Wow.
Marshmallow that finish.
Good.
Mm.
Shout out to Drecker's.
That is something.
That's delicious, right? Yeah, that's delicious. Holy. I love it.
Oh, Alan, Shannon.
Go for it.
How did your podcast start?
Oh.
How did you guys meet? How did you know each other?
Let's start with how you guys met. Because Shannon, from listening to your guys' podcast, you're from Brooklyn, correct?
Right. Yep.
I even remember you had your mom on the phone once.
Oh, my mom. Yeah, my mom was amazing. She's shout out to Jennifer. Jennifer Shell. She should be on TV. That's how amazing she is anyway. She's a funny lady. She's got great energy. Wow. Do we meet at the gym, Alan?
Yeah, Anytime Fitness.
Yeah, we met at Anytime Fitness here in Grand Forks. And, you know, just me and Alan are both people persons.
Yeah, we just started BSing with BSing. Chit-chatting away.
Yeah, we just started chatting one day, and
kind of worked out.
Yeah, kind of worked out, and we just...
We talked more than we actually worked out.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And then we just kind of just... we just see each other from time to time at the gym, and then, you know, he brought up that he drank beer, and he liked craft beer, and I brought up that I like craft beer, and kind of like slowly, I just had this thing in my brain, like, man, maybe we should do a bear podcast.
Took a little bit of time.
Yeah. Then I was like, I'm going to ask Alan if he wants to do it. And then Alan said he was down. And then, I don't know, it took us like a year to get there, right?
Yeah. We just never had time to sync up anything just to find where it would work.
It was during COVID too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was during COVID too. So we kind of like, you know, we messed around with the idea of doing it for a good year and a bit. And then, you know, and during COVID, I think we went through a lot of stuff mentally, you know. We both definitely went through it. That always sounds good. Paul is drinking a Busch Light.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, the nectar of the Midwest.
Bush, right? It's a latte.
Yeah.
Wasn't Strawberry Busch last episode or something like that?
No.
No.
I know they made.
You guys mentioned strawberries and you call it Strawberry Busch.
Yeah. I remember that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make a Strawberry Busch for the summer because they just made peach and I think that's done.
Yeah, they should make it. They should make it a strawberry. They should call it Strawberry Busch.
Okay.
That'd be kind of actually awesome.
That's a terrible porn star name.
You know what? Strawberry Busch.
Oh my God.
Hey, what are you drinking? Strawberry Bush.
Jesus God.
You guys seeing me multitask over here, by the way?
I was just saying, you're stretching the cord out nicely. Yeah.
Paul's everywhere.
That's what she said.
We actually can't see Alan too well because we can hear him, but the voice is coming from the back of Paul.
That's right.
I'm sure they just see the back of my head.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know.
So I'm switching over to Alan, but it's not switching over all the time.
No, it's okay.
Oh, here you go. They can only see what they see on that camera. Yeah. They can't. They don't see what we see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's no problem. It's no problem.
That's all right. That's all right. Most people just only see the back of my head anyway.
What, is that like a phase down thing?
Okay, Roman was asking the question, right, Roman?
I just want you to know, when did your podcast officially start? Anniversary?
Is it coming up?
No.
When did we start?
I'll look that up. I don't remember, honestly.
Do you remember when we started, Paul?
Well, you're on what, episode 28 right now?
26. You know what? Unfortunately, you know what? We don't keep track of stats like that, Roman. We're horrible because we're probably too drunk all the time drinking beer.
Why don't you turn their mics up just a little bit?
This one?
Yep.
Honestly, it's good not to keep track of it because it's just another thing you got to worry about in your head, but, you know.
You know, we haven't made a year yet, I don't believe.
No, I think Roman and
Frank. We're coming up to a year.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I don't think we're too far apart because we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
We might be we might be 9 months due like a.
Yeah.
Like a woman.
Like a baby.
We're due.
We're almost due. We're about to bust right in the second year.
About to deliver.
Exactly. Yeah, we're almost a year. We're almost a year in. I'm sorry we don't know the exact time.
I was just curious so that, you know, listeners can kind of get an idea, you know, a little history of your podcast.
Yeah.
You know, how the venture started. And I know you guys met at the gym, decided to do a podcast. But did you guys always thought of, you know, doing a podcast before? Or is just kind of an idea came up later when
we just talked about more and more stuff. We just started like, let's go out and about. And let's just have some fun and just chit-chat, have some beers, and see what happens. Then we eventually just kind of naturally popped up and said, let's try it and see what happens.
Yeah, we did it. We used to go to, like, Starbucks and have, like, little meetings and stuff.
Yeah, we started
And write everything down.
Yeah, we just started making a bunch of stuff and just giving away to everyone.
And then we had to figure out a name. So we thought about, like, Brew Brothers, but
I went the German route to spell it out that way.
Yeah, Alan didn't want to do regular brew.
Yeah, because everyone else, it's going to get confusing.
Yeah, so we just did BRU. That's why we did BRU. And then Brothers was BRU. And it looks like bruh, but it's Brew Brothers.
Yeah, but you pronounce it awesome when you're drunk. Like, bruh.
Yeah, right?
Brother, give me your hand.
You know what? I've never released this, but I might release it for comedy. But I had some friends. One of my friends, she's a female. Her name is Michelle. She was actually hammered one day, and I recorded her saying, "Shout out to the Brew Brothers, man." I mean, it sounded like she said, "Brew Brothers, man." It sounded hilarious. I might put it on our story because I don't want to put her out there too bad. But it was hilarious. And then I, another friend, you know, Chad Jensen.
Yeah,
you know Chad Jensen. So Chad Jensen, I asked him to do a Brew Brothers shout out, and he's kind of a silly guy, so he just sat in front of a screen and he goes, That's what he did.
I mean, it's close.
Yeah, I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it. You guys will laugh more when you see it, but...
That'll be funny.
Yeah. So that's what we did. We just kind of just... I don't know. We just kind of just decided. It was Alan's idea to go with the Brew Brothers with the U spelling. And
what a great partner to have at a podcast with the beer knowledge like Alan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not,
I know you know a bit as well, Shannon.
Oh no, he's way more talented.
Not trying to downgrade it, but
we could downgrade Alan. It. We know who's the brains of the beer operation is, bro. Like, come on.
Always entertaining. I'm like, oh, Alan's talking about beer. I wonder what he's gonna pull out of his ass this time.
Exactly.
That's gonna be intelligent, entertaining,
yes.
Educational. And I'm yes. like, I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's just like you always surprise me, Alan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, thank you. I came from the nerd side of this. Like I came from bartending for over a decade, and then I went to apply for a liquor store. My buddy got me a job, so I worked for the largest liquor store in the area, and I started learning more about beer. And after running bars, and then I started learning about wine and all sorts of liquor, and then I started homebrewing a little bit too. So it got really easy for me to figure it out, and I just. After I started talking about that and brewing, yeah. I started telling people what flavors, how to buy beer, and how to drink.
Absolutely.
And it's the same with whiskey and tequila and all that too, especially with wine for me. Like I'm that nerd, like a level 2 Cicerone, level 1 wine sommelier.
So I'm sorry, you're level 2 Cicerone, you said?
Yeah.
So you're certified?
Yeah.
Or advanced?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then yeah, so I'm just at this first level, the CBS. But
yeah, it's fun. Have
enough time to kind of get to the next level. It's pretty time consuming.
Yeah, it takes time. And I sat down. I had free time, and I stayed up at night just studying. Just
yeah,
mm-hmm. I took the test on it, and the higher I got, I found out for me. So I work for McKinnon in Grand Forks here, and it's a Molson Coors house. So I got hired by them too after I switched from the liquor store side to. The beer industry, and I got hired to sell their craft beer portfolio.
Right. Well, it makes sense. So you're able to take that next level. You're already invested. I mean, you've already got this background knowledge. I mean,
yeah.
I came into it because I was a teenager once, and then, then we came in, we drank a lot. Like, if we started like a business together, you know, Brew Brothers and Brews and Banter, we'd be like, you know, Brew Brothers Banter.
Oh yeah,
that actually sounds pretty good. Actually,
Bruce Banter.
Yeah, Bruce Banter. Yeah.
Family from a distance.
Yeah, Bruce Brother Banter.
No, isn't that the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Paul.
and Paul could be our celebrity baby.
Yeah, he's everybody's celebrity baby.
Wait, keep saying Paul. We got to talk about Paul now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to.
Oh, yes.
Sitting there.
Paul got thrown into this somehow.
Yeah. Paul, I laugh my ass off when you bring some sometimes cringy material and Shannon's like, ugh, Paul, calm down. And I'm like, no, Paul, don't calm down.
It's always Bush Light. That's the cringy material.
Yeah.
I laugh my ass off. When you guys were laughing at those kids in the mall at the window, I was driving at the time.
Oh, yeah. For those people who don't know that, we recorded in the Grand Cities Mall.
You know, at this point, I think maybe that kid grew into his head.
Oh, God. The poor fat kid head.
There's like daycares here and everything. No, there's daycares here and all kinds of stuff. Actually, there's these two ladies out there now. They're just looking at us. All right, ladies. How you
bring
doing?
Them in. Bring them in.
Yeah.
You know it's going to get worse because it's
when it, want a beer?
Bring them in.
You know it's worse when it's getting warm out and it's gonna be sundress weather soon.
Huh? I'm asking the ladies if they want a drink. They said no.
It looked like you're harassing them.
Not quite. I mean,
he's waving a beer. That's a sexual offense.
Yeah, I just waved a beer. I asked them if they wanted a drink. I mean,
I'm from water or something. Or like
you know what? They're not my type, so I'm just not. I'm just being what, nice.
80 isn't your type.
No, 80's not my type. I'm just. They're pretty aged. Teeth?
Is it because they're? Huh? Is it because they're pears, according to Paul?
Yeah, they're definitely. Well, they might be a little bit more than just a pear here, buddy.
Yeah. They're like mashed potatoes.
Mashed
potatoes. I was gonna say raisins for fruit.
Oh, you guys are horrible. See what you guys just started, Roman and Frank. Alan's insulting people. He never does that. He's always like he always stays on the other side. But yeah.
That's a sommelier, because those raisins were once grapes.
Yeah, they're fine wine. They just get better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to say I'm aging like wine, not like milk. Nice. I like to say that about myself all the time.
When I was a teenager, I worked at the mall, and what my friend and I at the register did, we would keep these cards 0 to 9, and every time girls would walk by, we would grade them, and so we got busted once.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We didn't grade them. We just had an over or under.
Oh, is it over and under? That's a
wide range, then, right? You sit there with a thumb, like.
So you guys are interviewing us.
17 will get you 30.
You guys are in Syracuse, right?
Oh my god!
Yes, sir. We are in Syracuse, New York.
Correct. Syracuse, New York. You know, true story. True story. I was recruited by Syracuse. Jim Boeheim came into my house.
Oh really?
He tried to recruit me in my house. Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
My mother didn't like him though.
Oh,
he did. P. Diddy?
No, wow, P. Diddy.
What was it you didn't like about him?
I don't know. She just said, I don't think I like him. You know, he's, I don't know. She just, my mother's just like that. She just, if she just, I don't know, maybe it's just, he's not a handsome guy. So maybe it was that. I don't know. You know, Jim Boeheim, but he's a legend. He's a legendary coach.
Now it's Adrian Autry. So
I know Adrian Autry very well.
Yeah.
I know Adrian very well. I know Adrian very well. I know Carmelo very well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did Conrad McCray go to Syracuse?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I know Rad. Rad passed away, though. He passed away super young. He had a heart attack. And, yeah, that was pretty sad for us in New York City.
Yep.
But well, I knew
Derek Coleman,
yep.
Mello Irby.
Yep. Derek Coleman. I don't know Derek Coleman really well, but I do know Adrian very well. I do know Carmelo very well. And I knew Conrad probably better than all of them because me and Conrad played against each other in high school. I played for Westinghouse, and he played for Brooklyn Tech. So
did you play ball in college?
Yeah, I played at Long Island University in Brooklyn.
I played
Division I, II. I went to a couple of other schools. I traveled around. I was like on a tour, like a pirate, just transferring schools, you know. If there was a transfer portal back then, I might have been part of the portal.
Just Shanghai in the 70s.
I was in junior college in California and then in Florida, and then I went back to New York City. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was overseas for a little bit, Israel, Czech Republic, Luxembourg.
Just, what brought you overseas?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
An airplane.
He said an airplane. I played basketball overseas. I played basketball overseas for a little bit, so... yeah, and then that was pretty much it. That's my career. I was a decent player. I was good. I mean, I was definitely on a Division I level, but I just took a different route.
How tall are you?
I'm about 6'7".
Oh, shit. I didn't know it was that tall.
Yeah.
Because I'm about 5'7".
Oh, he's... Oh, God.
Without an erection. I'm taller with an erection.
But... Oh, he said I'm taller with an erection. Hey, there's some kids out here today. Look at the kids. Oh, it's pajama day? One kid has pajamas on, right?
He was late.
You know what? It's pajama day every day for the daycare providers.
Oh.
Yeah. They
all the girls that haul these kids around all day, they're always in their pajamas. Wow. And usually slippers, too.
That's very
bonkers.
Like, and then they wonder why they grew up and they're not important. I mean, well, yeah. And they wonder why.
I gotta be honest here. Go. I feel bad mentioning an erection and then you're talking about kids in pajamas. I mean, I didn't get an erection.
Shannon always has the best timing.
I would say that was awesome. That was awkward timing.
He said, he said he's totally with an erection and I turn around and there's kids all over the place. Luckily, you're in Syracuse, so they would have definitely been sending the cops down here like, hey, you guys talking about erections with these kids around?
They were definitely under.
Yeah, we are
at undisclosed location.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love your studio setup, too. I love your studio setup.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that is really nice.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Not as impressive as yours, but, you know.
You know what? Well, we lucked up, Roman, right? We lucked up with Paul. We just happened to get lucky. Because what I did was I bought equipment when we was going to do our podcast. I bought microphones. I got headphones. I got all this shit sitting at home. I bought all this stuff. And then I was walking through the mall, and I just happened to see the studio here. And I was like, somebody told me about you, Paul. I can't remember who it was. Somebody just recommended, hey, you know, it's a studio here. And then I came and chatted with Paul, and shit, we made it happen. And then I told Alan, and Alan's like, Alan's the type of guy, like, he's like, okay, I'm game.
Yep.
I'm in. Yeah, where's it at? I'll just show up. And he did, and I guess it ended up being better than he thought it was.
I wasn't sure what to expect, honestly. I'm like,
hey, I will gladly trade you for yours if you want to take the debt for mine.
We're good for now. We're looking for another place soon, but you know, once we get there, it'll be, you know, we'll announce it. But yeah, we're excited to.
Yeah, we probably couldn't actually fit Shannon in this fucking place right now.
Yeah, Shannon, your feet would be like,
this is like a 10 by 10 room we're in right
now. Oh, really? Okay, it looks good though. It looks really good. I like it.
Thank you.
Set up well. I got the foam on the wall. Your logo's on the wall. It looks pretty cool. Who did your logo? We always wonder who did your logo.
So it was an AI generated thing, right?
I did some combination of AI and just software editing. So
Roman, was this when you had hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta say, honestly, recently I just completely shaved it off. I was sitting there on the couch and my wife and I were watching a show and she's like, you're going bald. And you know, she saw some bald spots. I'm like, fuck this.
I'm bald too, so I've shaved all mine off. So
I'm getting
I don't have that problem. I got too much fun in there.
Yeah.
We'll eventually update our logo. Make me bald.
Make you bald? That's okay. Hilarious. So,
I have a program that can do that for you.
Oh, excellent. Like an aged logo program. Like, you know, bruise and banter in like 8 years or something.
Yeah, when you lose hair, when you're stressed.
There you go.
But I talked to Paul before we started.
Right.
You guys are lucky. He's very knowledgeable. He knows a lot about equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Show me a picture of your guys' studio. It's awesome. I love what I like what you're doing there, Paul. And I appreciate, Paul, that you actually reached out before the recording. We did our test run. We talked about gear we have, how we're going to collaborate to, you know, help each other out with the recordings. And I really appreciate it. I wish more podcasters would do that.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well,
there's always last minute issues, right? Like, there's always like, I can't get sound or something fucking wrong with the microphone or something.
Yeah. Text Paul earlier. I was like, okay, let me get hours ahead of this. I made sure that we could be in this position where we don't have any technical difficulties. So,
right. Hey, it's not over yet.
Well, we had an event at the Pork and Brew where we were recording outside. We were recording at the event, and that didn't go too well. Yeah.
We had some hiccups.
Yeah, we had to go too well.
Yeah, but I think I got that figured out now too.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So now we can do that.
Is that you two or Paul's involved with the remote recordings also?
So we do all kinds of remotes for different businesses. So this is kind of like a rental studio, and then we have like sponsorships through different businesses and stuff with all of our different shows. And so we have a podcast that we can take on the go and set up. And one of the big things that we always have a challenge with is trying to get an internet connection. So now I think I figured it out. So for your guys' knowledge, if you're ever going on location, get a cheap Wi-Fi router. And then tell the business ahead of time that you want an Ethernet connection. Have that Wi-Fi router create your own individual, whatever it is, the WPN or...
The VPN?
Yeah. No, not a VPN. Just your own individual Wi-Fi through the router. And then you can connect that just directly into your computer or whatever. So you don't have to just try to go through... like the public Wi-Fi and the building itself.
Be slow.
So these are live events?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because we're recording on DJI and, you know, we haven't done Zoom 6.
We haven't done live. Everything is pre-recorded, edited, then published. We'll eventually get into live because we want to go to events and just set up our tent and just have people at the event kind of sit down and chat about what they're thinking about, the beer they're having, or what are their thoughts about this event, and just kind of people circulating and talking to us, and basically live coverage of events. And there's like insurance stuff involved behind it, so logistics. But you know, we're talking about this, and I'd like to bring up business part of it. Obviously, we're not making living off of this podcast. any podcaster would tell you, you know, it costs money. We're wasting. We were spending a lot of money to
wasting.
Yeah, ditto.
Wasting sounds about right. Wasting sounds about right.
You guys are talking about football. I mean, Roman can talk, but I just got to get another beer here. Let me just show you that.
Throw me one too. And
you're a Detroit Lions fan?
Oh yes, sir.
Oh well, congratulations on finally winning in the season.
winning one game. Yeah.
I know it's been tough for you guys. You know.
Do you guys have long goals to grow your podcast as a, you know, expand your business? And how is your business venture as a podcast going?
Ooh. So, for the most part, terrible.
As everybody else.
Yeah. Just to be honest, we're just trying to, like, you know, we're getting our feet wet. Me and Alan we're discussing on opening up a store so we could sell some products.
I'm trying to get more sponsors. Trying to find more sponsors for everything. So
it's hard, man. It's
so hard to get recognized as like, you know, because all the ones that are like, everybody's like, oh, there's so much money in podcasting. Yeah, if you're a celebrity already. Yeah,
if you got money already.
If you're not a name, you got to like grind. Like
New Heights with the Kelsey brothers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are already popular. So they're popping. So they.
Did you see they just sold their podcast for like 140 million or something like that?
Yeah. That was
So does that mean they get that's so much money they got, and so they're gonna do their podcast for 140 million now?
Yeah, it's like Joe Rogan did, like
and they're gonna do like weekly or whatever,
twice a week or whatever,
however much their contracts need to do.
Well, proud to those guys, man. Listen, if somebody's gonna give you that money because you're popular and you're popping, then I say go for it, take it. Right?
I'd rather listen to Jason over Kelso or Travis in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, Jason's
way funnier.
Yeah, Jason.
See, the thing with me is that, so I'm in the wrong town because this is like such a small community.
Right.
But my plan is that I want to be more like a real estate agent for podcasting.
Right.
You know, so having a rental studio where people can come in, and then the more that I can get, the bigger I can get, the more I can expand into other cities, and you know, and then just be an owner and have like regional managers, district managers that are all operating podcast studios around the United States.
Exactly.
But nobody knows even about us because we're in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Yeah.
You know, Paul, if you take Shannon's advice, decal your RV.
Yeah,
and then designate one of the rooms as a podcast in your RV. And
just travel. On wheels, man. Podcast.
So you've seen my OnlyFans.
Yeah,
only vans.
Only vans.
Oh yeah, that's right. Only vans. Only vans.
I'm all about that. Hey, listen, I come from an advertising background, like advertising, putting stuff out there. You know, I used to be like one of those people who worked for companies where you do guerrilla advertising in New York City where you put posters all over the cities and stuff.
Yeah, you just litter everything.
Yeah, basically littering everything. So, but these days now you're on the internet. You know, everybody's on the internet. What do you do? I mean, like, I don't know. How do you get paid as people who are not known? You know, because we're nobodies. You know,
you just put you put your brand up there with a OnlyFans feet pics.
Oh shit.
Well, you're somebody to us, Shannon. You guys.
Oh, thank you, man.
You mentioned like these people that are famous. I mean, they don't know fuck all about a podcast.
No,
they decide they want to start one tomorrow, and instantly they got like fucking 10,000 subscribers. It's a kick in the cock for us, but like we got to deal with it. Right?
All they're really doing is just shitting on the little guys, right?
Yeah, they're taking their following from one platform to the other.
That's all.
You know, millions of people who like to watch their show, and now they're like, I have a podcast. You now have all these millions of people that, you know, you lose percentage. Not everybody is interested in podcasts, but you get a good bit, you know, people transfer over and now they listen to a podcast. But the challenging part is recognition is one, but marketing and learning how to get out there, use the right channels, and do like this, like interviews, like, you know, exposing each other.
Easy there.
Exposing each other. Pause.
I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to make $20.
Yeah, right.
$20 is $20.
Well, here's the key to this interview. I'm hoping that like somebody in the beer industry sees this interview and thinks that we're both cool, and maybe they want to, you know, do a side deal with us where we become sponsored their products. Their products are on our table while we're talking all the time about other beer. But, you know, just something to make some revenue. You know what I mean? Right. It'd be cool, you know?
Yeah, and the same. We're looking. We don't have it. I mean, you guys mentioned, I think you had some sponsor or something. We don't have anybody.
Right.
And that's okay. I mean, we knew this going in that it's going to be – we got some pretty high-end stuff and just stuff we decided to do as far as equipment goes. And we realize it's going to be a process, but you know, obviously we'd like to make some money somewhere. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. We're with you guys, even if we had to do some sort of collaboration partnership where, you know, we talk like we do and you guys make fun of people in the mall and how,
and you guys are both married, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go. So you and Alan and Paul have something in common.
You're a freelancer.
You guys are not having no sex. I just get it. That's a joke. That's a joke because not every married couple doesn't have sex. We know that. We're just joking.
You're 100% that we're not having sex during the podcast.
Right. Well, that'd be OnlyFans, but yeah.
With each other, we're not.
Whoa.
It's called Only Beers After Dark.
Only Beers After Dark. That'd be a good one, right?
It's called Who's in My Mouth.
That's a different channel.
Yeah. It's called Who's in My Mouth? Is that what you said? Is that what you said, Paul?
I need you to cough for me twice.
Oh, shit.
Depends on how much you drink, it could be What's in My Mouth.
I know. Hey, I know you guys are asking the questions, but Alan just cracked open another beer.
So yeah,
What do you open?
So we got another one that came from Junkyard, this time from Moorhead, and it's called Terminal Delight. It's a blackberry lime cream soda sour. Mm.
So you guys got a favorite type, like a stout, IPA, sours? What's going on?
I'm all over the board. Like I can dabble everything, but like I'm more of a fan. Like the more I've been in this industry, the more I've started I've fallen more in love with like lagers and back to dark beers more than I have with my hazies and my West Coast. Like my first love is always the West Coast IPA, which I grew up with, but lagers and stouts after that for me.
Yeah. Well, myself, stouts, barrel age for sure. That's what I like. I prefer the dark stuff.
Yeah.
Not because I'm black, but I just prefer the dark stuff.
Mine is
I'm high percentage. I like, I really love lagers a lot. If I had a beer to go to besides stouts, it'd be a lager. I like porters, of course, because it's dark. And you know what? The occasional sours, certain ones like this fluff stuff is amazing.
Yeah,
so occasional sours, something that's not too flavory, got too much syrup in it. I don't like that.
The puree.
Yeah, I don't like too much puree in it, but dark beer is my best beer. I love dark beer. Yeah.
For me, it's usually my 15th or 16th Busch Light.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And you're still only at collectively like 8% alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting there fast.
Yeah, Paul will get there. He'll get there.
Yeah. He's in it for a long haul.
But hey, Busch Lights do work because me and Paul went out one day and we you know, we were drinking. I drink dark beer. He's drinking Busch Lights. And then he said he'd meet me later, and he disappeared and never came back. So I guess sometimes beer, the Busch Lights do add up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Busch Lights add up. He wasn't your ride.
No, he wasn't my ride, but I was waiting for him to come back. He's supposed to meet me at somewhere else. And then he texts me like hours later, and he goes, I guess I fell asleep.
Yeah, we got an Anheuser-Busch brewery right here in our hometown.
Oh, nice.
There's something, I apologize because I wasn't prepared for it, but there's something that they do specifically here that they don't do anywhere else in the country.
What's that?
And I don't know what line that is or, I mean, because there's it's not, I mean, they're the production of their beers, there's obviously a big line of beers they sell.
Right.
But I think here is the only one they produce, one of the offerings is this is the only place they produce it.
I think what I've understood with Anheuser is they do the same thing with like every place they're in per region or whatever region they're in. Like I know down on the coast, they have one where they use there's some that have they use beech wood. And it gives like a little aroma, like an aromatic beech wood, like coastal feel.
Okay.
I know down in California or Texas, there's more I know there's some that have a little bit of smokiness to it.
Okay.
Just because it's kind of barbecue area.
Right.
So that's incredible marketing.
So in North Dakota, they probably use
snow.
Pear shaped stuff. I don't know. Pears, maybe.
Kiwis.
Yeah.
So in New York, I mean, I don't know if you guys, maybe Shannon knows, but Northern New York, anyway,
right.
We've got, I guess, what's considered the best tasting water in the country.
Yeah.
So blackberry wine. Very good for brewing. And that's, I don't know where you guys are as far as, you know, how many breweries are in North Dakota, but there's over 500 craft breweries.
Close to 500.
In New York.
In New York. You know, well, actually in Brooklyn, where I'm from, I just live right down the street from Grim Ales.
Okay, yeah.
I live right from, Grim makes great beer. I live, literally, it's right, like, when I say it's down the street, the building used to be like a factory when I was growing up. It was one of those buildings that me and my friends used to go into and vandalize, you know, the building. Well, we were little vandals. They had like those little conveyor belts, you know, the conveyor belts where with the wheels on them.
Yep.
We used to get in boxes and shit. And we used to break it in late at night just and get then
pushed around. On yeah,
there. And just get pushed around in little conveyor belts, and then the cops would come with a security guy, some Middle Eastern guy. Dude, get out of there, my friend. Get out of there, you kids. You know, and chase us off or whatever. And you know, we just used to fuck around. But that used to be a, like, that whole area in Brooklyn and Greenpoint used to be a really, like, not so nice place. That's where the Italians used to leave all the dead bodies and everything. We used to see dead bodies in cars often in that area. But that's where Grim Ales is at. Grim Ales is in a spot where it used to be like a lot of like factory stuff, and now it's like a really nice neighborhood, you know?
Well, now that, like, what, New York, it's been in like 20 years, they've been updating and revamping and changing the whole industry up there with, like,
yeah,
the brownstone, getting more brownstones, you get more of the hipsters in there, but they bring more business, even though not many people, they're not fan favorites of a lot of people, but they bring business and they bring stuff to the table that need to be there, but just can't let them try to push you around.
Absolutely. Do you guys have a favorite brewery up in Syracuse there?
Yeah. There's a couple. Like, my favorite, it's not Syracuse, it's a couple hours away. It's Southern Tier.
Oh, I love Southern Tier. It's one of my favorite places, man.
It's so, you know, we've not been to the brewery yet. Mm. We know someone that we're going to meet with. But
right.
As far as their beer goes, I like their beer. But there's a bunch of different breweries we like for sure. I mean, like, we're trying to stay away from, you know, larger places.
Right.
But there's one particular brewery that we're really fond of. They're opening a new brewery here in the next 2 months.
Nice.
Yeah, locally, started small, and then it's just their beer is, the taste is like always on point. Yeah.
They self-distribute.
You know, they self-distribute. You take a sip of their beer, and all these like rich flavors, like as if they're like in line, and just like you, like bang, 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 bang. Like,
what is it called again?
Grow Brewing Company. GROW.
I'm such a big fan of Southern Tier. I know that Southern Tier, you know, the Southern Tier is hooked up with, they're in a line with other breweries. You know that, right? It's like three or four of them that have banded together. Mm-hmm. So 6 Points. Have you heard of 6 Points?
Yes.
6 Points in Brooklyn and Southern Tier. And it's two other breweries. They're all like in cahoots together because they felt like they were bigger as a group to grow bigger.
Yeah, but when
it's like a beer co-op.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
So you'll see more. You'll start seeing more like that. Like, they formed an alliance together because the economy is just going to crap, and the more they merge together, the more they have a better chance to keep their distribution alive, and they can partner up and grow at a better pace and not cut a lot of corners to save their ass on everything.
Yeah,
they Squatters and Wasatch just burned out. They're done. But they were part of an alliance with Cigar City. It was Squatter, Cigar City, Oscar Blues, and one other one. But they were majority bought by a bunch of lawyers out of, I think, Boston, because they were beer lovers.
Right.
And they picked them up for distribution. But Wasatch is now faded out of existence.
Cigar City is out of Tampa, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Oscar Blues is out of Colorado.
Right. Yeah. No, no. I love it.
So they do this for buying power? Is that what it is? Like, they're going to try to...
They do it more on the side for the fact that it helps them stay alive. But when you get outside people that want to help the industry, like these guys that were lawyers, they bought in so they could help keep them alive.
Yeah.
And give them more equity to push the boundary of what they wanted to do and maybe grow more as what they wanted nationwide.
We actually covered this on one of our podcasts. more breweries are merging for that purpose, to survive. I think Anchor Brewing out of San Francisco was like a wake-up call for
us.
Brewers. Like, you know, here's a brewery that's over 100-some years old.
Yeah, because I can't, that one too, the Maytag repairman started that one back up.
Yeah,
and I think
did they go out of business again?
Yeah, they went. They kept alive, but then they kind of bowed out, and they got diminished everything.
Yeah, but just so I am a big Southern Tier fan. I don't know. They just make a lot of flavor stuff. They make a lot of great stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm big into the. I like a lot of fruited beers.
Yes,
and you know, I know Alan's a big hazy fan, but I used to drink a ton of IPAs before this. We started doing this thing a year ago. Me and Roman, we had some lactose. It was basically like drinking, you know, cold sperm.
Oh yeah, that's actually a pretty accurate way to describe that one. I've heard that from more than one person.
I'm just concerned, Frank, that you tasted cold sperm. Or you said you had
no. Me and Alan compared notes. He told me.
Oh okay.
I'm not supposed to tell you. Oh, so you know.
Shit. Yeah. What's going on here with these guys? I don't know what's going on around here.
It's product knowledge. You're not in the know yet.
Product knowledge.
It was
R-A-R.
Yeah.
R-A-R.
They
do the Star Wars theme.
Yes.
One, and the one we had was Yoda on it, and I called it Yoda's breast milk.
Oh shit!
It was like color of our light blue wall.
There you go.
It was like Smurf cum. It was disgusting.
Yeah, Smurf cum.
So I was looking at Frank, and I'm like, man, I don't think I can do this. Oh, we gotta cut this off and like switch beers or something.
We cracked a beer, and it's like It's like coming out of the beer. Like you open it, and it's like foaming up. Like we didn't shake this. It's like it's actually ejaculating. It's fucking weird.
So I've made shots called Smurf cum, and then Drekker made a beer that looked like Smurf cum coming out of the can.
Wow.
It was just so disturbing. I'm like, these things are high foaming.
I don't know if you guys ever see it, but there's a brewery online. I think they're called Ardit Theory, and they're out of Virginia. And all their beers are high in lactose, and every beer is like a different color. Have you heard of them?
I've not heard of them.
No.
You know what? I'll tag you guys in something of theirs. But all their beers are like super like thick and creamy.
That's like 450 North out of Illinois.
Yeah, this thick and creamy. They're in Virginia, but I mean the beers look like they probably will be good, but they all look pretty damn heavy. Like if you drink them, you know.
Hey, speaking of beer, whatever you gave me here, this is also amazingly delicious.
Yeah, this is the Junkyard from Moorhead. Yeah. This is that Terminal Light, the Blackberry Lime.
Oh, this is
good. And it's got that.
Too bad you guys aren't here because this is some really, really good stuff.
Yeah, this has that nice cream soda-esque finish, like that little bit of fizziness and that little vanilla flavor on the backbone.
Oh, they got to keep it cold.
Yeah.
I would love to send them some of this
beer. Where are they located?
They're on the Minnesota side, right when you get over the river, and they're just a couple blocks down the road, maybe a mile.
But now they have they also have one in West Fargo.
Yeah, they opened a second facility in West Fargo just so they could. It's a loophole they got around with because they can't have two facilities. So one of the guys had his wife. It's under her name for the business, so they could have their brewery and facility in North Dakota, so they can carry around more throughout the state.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of fucked up weird laws. I mean, New York is.
You do.
You know, weird laws for everything other than fucking beer. But like, I know you guys said, you know, you can't sell your beer on tap with someone else's beer, but then bottle your beer if it's the same thing.
Oh yeah, it's like bullshit. Fucking
stupid.
Yeah, it's a weird Wild West state out here. I don't understand the amount of red tape we have to jump through to get any product in this state when we're like the last to get everything good.
Yeah.
I fully would like every door open possible to let a lot of stuff in here, but the restrictions are so stupid on like the smallest things. Like,
well, it's like what asshole just decided like, hey, I'm just going to restrict your business so you can't make money.
Yeah.
Like some guy's just sitting in a room and he's just like, you know what? How can I really fuck this guy over?
Yeah.
I think the state can benefit as well. I mean, I think the tax revenues will go high, you know, much higher, and they'll give people opportunities to be like, you know what, I want to open a brewery. So you got, you know, more locations, more brewers popping up. So as far as like taxes goes, I don't know why state will create all those restrictions. It just makes no sense.
And it's an old boys club around here, and a lot of them are very uptight and like strict. They like playing the short game.
Oh yeah,
and the long game is not their thing because they don't like making money. They want it quick and easy.
Yeah, it's definitely a good old boys club here. Yeah. They never want to let like some new blood in. You know what I mean? It's just, it's horrible. Like, you just, it's the same old guys running the town. It's like, come on, give somebody else a chance.
And yet the new people have a lot of good, fresh ideas, but like, they don't think it works because they're too afraid to try.
Yeah.
Evolution is tough to buy into, but necessary.
Yeah. Yeah,
totally. We were recently in New Orleans and we interviewed somebody from Urban South Brewery.
Oh, nice.
And they have this law that you cannot self-distribute. It has to be, your beer has to be distributed through a distribution center. Well, what are the laws in your area?
Same, right?
No, you're open to do whatever you want in this state.
Oh, yeah.
You're only bound by rules when you hit per brewery, when you hit over X amount of barrels per year, like for going from like different size breweries from micro to nano and like regionals, it depends on the same size of the, like how many barrels you produce every year. You could sign on immediately if you want just to get yourself out there. But if you don't have enough to keep on hand, you're kind of like never going to get ahead of the game. But it's easier once you get over that certain number of barrels, you have to sign to a distributor because that's the law that's written in to a lot of the states around here. And I think it's nationally too. Like you have to sign on once after a certain number.
Right.
I see. So once you reach that distribution level, that has to be done through a distributor.
Yep. You can. So like in Minnesota too and around here, you can self-distribute if you want to still, like depending on whose territory is available. You can choose to go where you want if you don't want to sign on to a distributor. Like ours in town here, Half Brothers, they didn't sign on to a distributor, and they're like some of their beers are in like Nebraska or like
I've been there
For like the Frozen Four down there or like you go way over to Dickinson, they're not signed on to a distributor. Like we're the master distributor for them in this state, so everyone for distributor has to come and pick their beer up from us unless like there's certain areas that they can't get out to, and then they have to go themselves, the brewery.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's interesting how each state varies with their laws when it comes to breweries and alcohol distribution.
Yeah, and like Minnesota, a lot of the breweries can self-distribute within their area of the state if they want to. They don't have to sign unless they want to get outside of the area, to bigger regions.
Yeah. And what's the Sunday law for Minnesota?
You can
at a brewery, you can't buy a certain amount of beer on Sundays.
You can only buy, I think they lifted where you can buy what you want now. I think you might be limited to X amount still. But
yeah,
you can purchase stuff just now. Before then, it was like you can't get anything on Sundays from breweries.
I think I was in St. Cloud. And I wasn't able to buy.
Yeah,
I wasn't able to buy something. They wouldn't let me buy. I wanted to buy more than eight, and they wouldn't let me buy more than
eight. Yeah, I think it was like a six-pack or so. And then, but other than that, no brewery was available to like do anything except for like a couple off sale or like you had to go to a liquor store.
Yeah.
And we have with a quantity limit. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
Who distributes the Southern Tier here?
That's Dakota Sales. That's the Bud House.
Yeah, we do get some decent.
Yeah,
we get the brulee, the
creme brulee,
from.
We didn't get any this year from them. But yeah, we just got Warlock and the Vanilla Scoop.
Vanilla Scoop, yeah.
Fucking Warlock. We did a podcast with them. We had many of those.
Yes, I love them.
You know, before Halloween, I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, the pumpkin,
angry looking bottle, right?
But the pumpkin stout, the chocolate and the pumpkin and everything, it's wild how well that works.
Yeah.
They do a good job. I like them.
Yeah.
Alan, so what do you do for a living?
So I work for a beer company in town. So I work for Miller Coors.
Uh-huh.
And so I do all the craft beer side, but I also get to go to a bunch of different towns in my area and set up like beer tap takeovers or try to build beer festivals or beer dinners. Like, so I like to sit down with some chefs and pair beers with whatever they want to make, so we can sit and think of how to make like a five to six course meal.
Yeah. I want to talk about that really quick, not to interrupt you, I apologize. So last few episodes, I've been asking questions like, somebody needs to start pairing food with certain beers. Mm-hmm. I don't hear too much of that.
Right.
Yeah, and I take the time to do that because I think it's fun because I'm a fat kid at heart.
Yeah.
And it's part of the Cicerone program, so you really have some insight knowledge on that.
Yep. And so like I've I've gotten decent enough where my palate has, like, if I sit down and I'm not just in the mood to drink, I'll sit down and break a beer. I'll break a beer apart piece by piece and see what I can find from start, middle to finish, and what the aroma is going to change from when it gets colder to a little bit warmer.
Nice.
I mean, the only thing I pair is cigars with beer.
I like my cigars quite a bit too.
I do mostly porters and stouts with cigars, especially like bourbon aged stouts or porters. Those go
Lexington Brew. We just did.
Those go great with cigars.
Oh yeah.
Shannon likes his pears too.
I don't know what Paul's talking about. He sometimes says things that are just way off key. I don't understand why he does that.
Shannon likes his women in pairs.
Oh, that's good. That,
women in pairs. Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's
like,
wait. That's a nice rebuttal.
That's gonna get me in a lot of shit. Oh, you like your women in pairs, huh? Oh, I'm fucked, man. You have no idea.
You're welcome.
Just make sure if they're twins, they're both pairs, not one pair in the peach.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. You don't want to pair with a stem. That's weird.
You know what? Do guys really have those twin fantasies, like doing it with two twins? Like, is that a real thing?
Yes.
That is? Yes,
it's a real thing.
You just got to make sure you remember the names.
Damn it. You know why? Because
why does it matter? You can just...
I missed the boat because my first kid who's in New York City, my daughter Dominique, she's 30. She's from a twin, right? And then my last two kids are from a twin too. See, I just missed the boat. Like, I could have just been on some when the twin powers activate.
See, I disagree, because if like there was like some magical moment in my life where like you got to hook up with two girls, why would I want them to look the fucking same?
True.
I think that's a porn run.
Because if you drank enough and you see double, that's like four of them.
Fair enough.
Threesomes are overrated. Threesomes are overrated.
If there's only one girl,
yeah. you're drunk enough, you could think
yeah.
three.
Yeah, right. You might be seeing three, right? No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, you know, hey, listen, when you play basketball, just things just happen to you, just on a regular, you know.
Oh yeah,
you don't have to work for it. That's nice.
No, you know what? Listen, this. I'm telling you right now, people, guys think, you know, here's a question. You ready?
Uh-oh.
When you're in a relationship, and guys, we have this thing where we always ask our girl for a threesome. And a lot of girls, some women, will be like, you know what? I'm going to bring him another girl, right? But my question is, what if you do that, and your woman says, well, I like another guy now?
No.
No.
You got what you wanted. You got what you wanted. How come I can't get what I want? Men? We are selfish pieces of shit, okay?
Okay, first off, the minute if I were to ask a woman if I could bring another girl into the bedroom, it would be immediately like, she'd be like, fuck you.
No, you don't have to ask.
I'm out.
No. What if she brings it up? She goes, know what?
Oh, she brought it up?
Yeah, I'd like to bring my girlfriend, you know, I like to bring somebody. Blindfold you, honey, and me and a friend is gonna just wham bam.
So now we're playing again another game of who's in my mouth.
Yes, yep. Yes. Right.
Either way, it's an after night. It's an after hours trap.
Right. So I'm just saying, but if your woman does that for you, but then your woman wants another guy, you're not gonna do it, right?
No.
Guys are selfish, bro. You can't be. How come it's good for us but not good for them? That's fucked up.
What kind of weird Brooklyn shit this is? I'll tell you what, Shannon.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, I have another one.
I'm going to tell you when it happened. Years ago at City College in New York City, I went to a party, and it was a great fucking party. And guess whose party it was? Sean Puffy Combs. Okay?
So he did get you. He had that early bad boy for life syndrome.
No. See, no, you don't understand. See, back then, it was Puffy. The guy who's on trial now is Diddy. I don't know that guy. I knew Puffy. I know Puffy, but I don't know Diddy. Who the fuck is Diddy? Who's that?
You know what Diddy is? Diddy is Diddler.
Yeah.
You know what?
This is the same thing as Kanye changes the damn name.
To Ye. Yeah. But hey, I don't know. Listen, I don't know Diddy, but I know Puff Daddy. Okay. And Puff Daddy, He could party his ass off, but there's too many people at the party to like kind of like, you know, fanny freaky deaky shit to happen. But I could say this, at a Puff Daddy party, I did meet me quite a few ladies, and I did have quite a good time after the party. But I wasn't with Diddy though, and he wasn't in the room, and
not
I was,
that you can remember.
I was definitely no, I can remember.
He's got the he's got the cameras hidden somewhere,
and I definitely wasn't. No, it was a public party. It was at a college, so he couldn't pull that off at a college. And
he was a colonoscopy camera.
When he became Diddy, that's when he became Diddy. He had parties in his house. And he had cameras in his house. He'd do all this weird shit. I remember Puff Daddy. The Puff Daddy parties was the shit in New York, and it was mostly in clubs.
You know, I was so confused on this because at first when I saw all this, I thought it was Kanye. And
wow.
You know, because he's one that's always in the news about doing like weird
Paul,
stuff.
Did you become that guy?
No, I'm saying just...
No, like, you know what you're saying. You know what it sounds like to the Blues and Banters audience, too. You know what it sounds like. It sounds like you're saying all black people look alike.
Oh, come on.
That's what it sounds like.
No.
I mean, I heard the same thing, Paul.
Right? It sounds like that.
You guys suck.
I thought it was Kanye. No, Kanye and Diddy don't even look alike.
I thought it was Kanye in the news, not P. Diddy.
Oh, okay.
So, because, you know, like, Kanye's already going through all that heat with all this other stuff, and then it was like, oh, and now he has allegations of, like, all this stuff. No, and then I read it and I was like, oh wait,
Kanye got
P. Diddy, not Kanye.
He said P. Diddy, not Kanye.
This is what fucking Bush Light does to you.
This is what Bush Light does to you. Bush Light would have you thinking some weird shit, right?
Like,
you
know, strawberry Bush Light.
Strawberry Bush Light. It was Kanye who was drinking that.
Speaking of sex scandals, Drake's up next.
Drake's up next?
Yeah, he's got a sex scandal going.
Leave Drake alone. Drake is a good rapper, man. Drake's the best rapper on earth. After Jay-Z.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay. Guys, I just want to say we opened a new beer, and this is kind of an iconic beer.
What's it called?
Yeah, so let's see if Alan knows about this.
All right, Alan, have you heard of Haberly Brewing Company?
Haberly?
No.
So this is interesting. So, sorry, Roman, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
But there was, you know, there's Anchor Brewing, who's the oldest craft brewery. And then there's Yingling, who is as old as they are, whatever.
Of course.
But Haberly's got a different story. So they're right here in Syracuse. They're right here in Syracuse.
Oh.
Haberly was opened in 1857.
What?
And and they survived through Prohibition and later on sold their interest to Rochester. But Haberly Brewing
Company. In the 1960s.
Yes.
Oh.
Haberly Brewing Company is one of the oldest beers, I think, in the country.
Wow.
And they are coming back.
Oh,
so this is their premium stock lager. An interesting story. So we interviewed one of the owners of the brewery, and he said for many years what they've been trying to do is replicate the yeast from their original beer.
This is the geeky part. So
there are a lot of Haberly memorabilia you can buy on eBay.
Yeah.
And actually a friend of mine... My friend's mom was friends with them, the family. They lived across the street. And she has all these Haberly memorabilia, like trays and signs and cups and things like that. So people actually own Haberly beer that has not been opened for sale on eBay. So so this owner, Patrick, he purchased some and was able to submit the beer to some lab. And just recently, when they lost all hope, a lab came back and said, we were able to... bring that yeast. We recovered the yeast, original yeast that was used back in 1800s.
What?
And now they're using that yeast to brew beer. It's an amazing story.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, we're really big in that story thing. But so we called it reverse engineering. Like, reverse engineering. It's a cool family-owned thing. It was a huge brewery. And this is because you guys are talking about lagers. That's what this is. And it's a premium lager, but it's a great story with Patrick and his family.
You've heard of Congress beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But they are original Congress beer owners.
Oh, really?
Oh,
holy cow.
The ones who developed Congress beer. If you look at the history on this brewery, they are the one. We actually, did you buy one of those glass beers from eBay?
I've got probably 6 or 8 glass bottles of the original Congress beer that I bought for this memorabilia.
Yeah, off of eBay.
So we have an alcohol of fame.
Yeah, nice. Wow. It's awesome.
We're running like this little museum that's slowly building up.
I like it. Yeah.
Like extremely slow. Like, yeah.
All right. So, of course, we had to enter Haberly in it. Oh, but yeah. With this new beer, I wanted to do a toast to you guys and really shit. To thank you over this time, the short time we've known each other. But, you know, this is our first time actually speaking to each other on the podcast. You guys been giving positive feedback to us and said a lot of nice things to about us, our podcast. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah, we love it. No, thank you, guys.
Raise this beer to you, to your team, to people behind the scenes guys. As well. And so cheers, guys.
Hold on, let me get a picture of you. Let me get a picture of them raising their beers. Hold on a second, guys. Raise your beers there. Let me get a picture. Cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you, Roman.
Well, this is all, you know, what the best thing about this is all genuine.
Yeah, you know, like, it's y'all make it easy. Y'all made it easy when y'all reached out. And I think Alan started talking to you guys first, and then...
That beer looks like it has a really good color to it.
It does. It does have good color
it's to it. It's a nice, like, copper.
Yeah, this is a 5.3 ABV. Yeah. I mean, so I think they're actually looking for a place. They want to open a brewery again. Like, wow. I mean, so, you know, we talk about Anchor and Yingling, but
yeah,
I mean this is literally 15 minutes from us if they were to open back up. So like you'd have the oldest brewery in the U.S. ever, here. And you know, sorry to get on this little side piece of things, but a lot of what me and Roman do is the history of things, and we go interview breweries, we get the story, we want to hear about people and see their facility. So. Again, another side note, but this is why we're interested in it. But we appreciate you guys dealing with us, talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know for us, like for me, for the beer side, for distribution, we used to carry Anchor Steam Brewing before anything. And now coming 25 for us, we're going to start getting Yingling up in the Midwest finally. Because it just reached Kansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma.
It's a Pilsner.
Yeah, Yingling's like a good beer. We had some of that earlier today. We had Yingling Flight. It's just, again, another little, you know, 4.2% lager or something like that. But that's the easy drinking stuff. And like you said, this is good color from Haberly.
Oh, yeah. From here, it just stands out as a nice light copper.
Yeah.
It's got a beautiful, I'm guessing, like, it laces really nice. The hue is great on it. It's probably just nice and clean on the finish, I'm guessing, too.
You see it kind of go right down really the glass there.
Yeah.
And really... Every sip, it's like you enjoy through from beginning to the end.
Nice.
The taste. And we travel through the country and try to reach other breweries as well.
And maybe North Dakota soon.
And
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I will put that in my notes to keep that in mind to make sure we bring some of this beer to you if we ever make it out that way. Yeah. Well, you know what? We will make it out that way.
Should.
Just a matter of time. And we'll stay in touch. I think it's great what you guys are doing.
And of course, you're welcome out here as well.
Oh, love to visit Syracuse.
Is your mom still in Brooklyn?
Of course, of course. I usually go home a couple times a year, so I'll probably go home again soon. But yeah, Syracuse is not a. It's an easy train ride. You know what I mean?
How
it's
far? 4.5 hours, maybe.
Yeah, it's just 5 hours. It's not very far.
How far is Syracuse from Buffalo?
2 hours.
Yeah, just 2 hours away. Yeah.
We'll be there next week.
Because I know some breweries out there that they're a little bit smaller, but they're really nice out there.
Yeah.
There's a girl I follow on social media. Her name's the Beer Brat. I know she's from Buffalo. She's everywhere out there, and she's pretty fun, and she does a lot of fun stuff with breweries and whatnot and everywhere.
That's something we've been doing. When we travel somewhere, we try to reach out to some of our followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be in an area we're interviewing a brewery. Would you like to join us? Or if they work for a brewery, like we did with Urban South, Amber, she's one of our followers, and we reached out to her. She's taproom manager, and she did a sit down, did a tour with us of the brewery.
Nice.
It's tough. I mean, when you're flying, Paul, you know, you can only bring so much equipment.
Yeah.
With your clothes too, you know what I mean? So we were limited on.
He's close.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was nice of her to take the time off, especially you guys know how difficult it is to schedule things with people and just to follow through with it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll be going to Buffalo. We're interviewing Big Ditch and doing a tour and interview with them. So we also reaching out to people out in Buffalo to see if we can squeeze in another a small brewery or a follower on Instagram who's like a big enthusiast.
Yes.
Maybe do a, just join us for beer, anything.
Yeah.
Just
come through, just right?
Reach out. Yeah.
Was I enough about us, really, right?
Yeah, sorry. This isn't about us.
I know.
Let's talk about you guys. What you got going on? What's happening? What's new?
I know for me, for my side of the industry, from working, I've wanted to get like what you guys do. I want to get more of our distributors from a lot of the breweries I work with, and I'd like to get out to some of them. It's just, again, it's a timing thing, but like the best one I have to work with is Fulton from Minneapolis, and they're my ride or die brewery. They're one of my ride or dies. Like I'll bend over backwards and do whatever I can to grow them as much as I can.
Whoa.
Yep. Like there's the rule of there's a rule of Fulton. So if there's one in every city like that deals with Fulton Brewing, there's a ride or die person in every city.
We need a pause button, right? Like a pause button. Like when you say some shit that's really pausable. Like the way he said it with such passion, right?
Time.
I'll bend over backwards for them, right? It's just no.
Wait, you gotta turn that.
It's the button that has to go pause. What does that say? Oh yeah, that's good too.
Paul, do you have that little button where you can like talk to them, where like they like me and Roman can't hear you, but they can Shannon and Alan can hear you?
Well, I mean, we could just kill the mics.
Yeah, we can just kill the mics. Yeah, the mics are right here on the board here.
There's something we have there that, like, someone can talk to us.
I think, Shannon, you probably have that on your board where you can press that button where you can talk to everybody.
Yeah, I can turn it off. You can turn the mic off and I can talk to you. And Yeah.
We're actually 10 minutes from Fulton, New York. So
yes, I know what I said too.
Fulton Brewery, but it's Fulton, New York.
Yeah. And Fulton, man, Alan introduced me to all these people. So
I've met
some people. A lot of people through Allen, and some relationships I built on my own, and just got relationships. But Fulton is probably our go to brewery.
Like, yeah, and then after that, I got a. So like for me, like after that, my other favorite and my wife is she loves Deschutes, and I'm a big supporter of them.
Yeah,
Deschutes.
Shannon, what do you do for a living?
Deschutes.
Oh. Well, I am a correctional officer.
Nice.
I work in a.
He's my probation officer.
I work in a jail here in Grand Forks. It's probably like 300 inmates. They're actually building another pod, like another part to the jail, and they're also making a juvenile facility right next to the adult facility. We actually just had a kid who's 17 that just stabbed somebody to death. He turned 18 last week. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Hi.
God. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
She way God too damn.
I talk about erection. Hey. He matches pajamas.
Sorry.
He's talking about his dad and Alan saying, look at her.
I could actually see this one. Usually I don't get that lucky.
Yeah, he didn't get that lucky because Alan's always his back is still, but she was cute. And when I waved hi to her, she waved hi back.
That's because
you
waved.
You need to offer beer.
No.
When you were looking, I was waving.
But I waved again and she actually got close to there.
Here's how we do this.
Don't fuck up my good time, Paul, okay?
Here's how we do this. We just get a fishing line and we just throw a beer. Like, we just reel it in. Like,
reel her in, yeah. She was, listen, guys, you didn't see her, but.
We're catching a thirst trap.
If she walks by again, guys, if she walks by again, we're going to grab her in here and tell her to come.
Is that kidnapping or is it just.
We're going to grab her in here and tell her to come?
No, I'm gonna hit her with the charm. I'm gonna go, hey, how you doing?
Paul,
hey, we're just
Paul, when they mention that part where you're gonna get her to come, like you put the whole like the radiation symbol. Like,
So anyway, I'm a correctional officer. That's what I do for a living. I do have handcuffs. I do own handcuffs. Firearms, all that stuff, you know. Yeah. And you know what? And I'm a very fair correctional officer. I'm a very fair person. I'm not an asshole, so I think that goes a long way. I see a lot of my clientele walking by sometimes too, and they always say hi because I'm always a fair person. So.
But wouldn't you say that there is a problem though that they need to expand the juvenile detention center? I mean,
that's what they're doing. They're making a bigger facility.
Maybe they should focus more on like making it so juveniles aren't committing crimes.
Or you just whip out a belt and start beating them.
It's easier said than done. Like, it's easier said than done. That's like it's more women committing crimes. It's more women committing violent crimes now.
Well, no, they're just more getting caught.
No. There's more women committing crimes now than ever, and especially violent. Women are like, you know, killing men now.
Oh.
Like on a regular basis. Or killing whoever. They just and of course, you know, the worst crimes, you know, it's kind of crappy, but I noticed there's a lot of women in jail for like child neglect, you know, child endangerment, you know, just
fentanyl, that bullshit.
Yeah, well, here's my problem with a lot of, you know, mothers these days. If you're going to get high, go get high. Why you got to leave the fentanyl where the baby could get it?
Yeah.
You know, why you got to leave the meth where the baby could get it?
Well,
you know
probably because they're fucking on fentanyl and they don't know what the hell they're doing with their life.
Yeah. How are they parents? You know what I'm saying?
It's high enough where the baby can't get it, yeah. But the baby will get it.
Yeah. They just, I don't know. They just, you know, there's a lot of fucked up people out there. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of, you got a prison up in Syracuse there, right?
A couple, yeah.
There's a couple prisons up there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Auburn, I think they're going to shut down.
Oh really?
Shannon, I'm sure. I don't know. Is there like level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, something like this?
Of course, that's levels to people's. You know,
what's the highest level?
I think it's the 3.
Like, so I think we have a level 3 prison. They want to shut down.
Okay.
And I can't be sure why this is, but I don't want to touch on this subject if you guys don't want to. But I think it has something to do with fucking a place to put immigrants.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, say, no, for housing, listen, for housing.
I could understand
that. Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
Because Roman's from Armenia. He gave Roman a look. Roman, you know, actually, we've had guys from Armenia in my facility, actually. They came over. I guess they were going to Canada, trying to get into Canada. And they got stopped at the border at Canada, and then they were staying. But I'm going to say this right now. Most of anybody that's immigration, like ICE brings into our facility, they're probably the nicest people you're ever going to meet. They just want to get away from their country and move here and get a better life. Most of them.
No, okay, so really quickly. So I'm going to say that what you're saying as far as them shutting down this prison and housing them there, I think that is actually a brilliant idea. And then you lock the doors, and then you ship them back to where they came from because they are illegal. They shouldn't be here in the first place. They didn't go through the proper channels.
I get that. I get that, Paul.
We've talked about this also. I don't care if you're gay or straight, black or white, Republican, Democrat. I don't give a shit about anything where you come from. No, whatever your country is, just be here legally.
Yeah.
And do everything you want legally. Like I just don't care. Like we talk about transgender stuff. Like, you know, guys, stay out of girl shit. Really. Yeah. I mean, the sports. Like, get the fuck out.
Just be just be respectful and just be a decent human being. That's all I want.
That's all. Which brings me to Ian Allen was talking about ideas the other day, and we came up with this idea. We're gonna have a shirt that says "I identify as a 22-ounce, 22-ounce
tall drink of water,
tall drink of beer, yeah, a glass of beer or some shit like that."
You should have that in the outline of like the beer glass.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have that shit. Yeah, we're gonna make some t-shirts.
I'm going to make a shirt that I identify as a 15-inch dildo.
That's fair.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yo. I like that shirt. I'll buy that shirt. I have a shirt that says Butthole Whisperer.
That's I love that shirt. Messed up.
I wear that shirt in public all the time. I get so many like people are like, "Oh my God, that's a great shirt."
You're a balloon popper.
Yes. Yeah, all that.
He almost made me pee, so now I got to go.
He said he got to pee. See, that's what happens. You know, when you get older, you just, your bladders are just, you know. I haven't gone to the bathroom yet. I've been pretty good, actually. What are you drinking now?
We're drinking this. I'm sorry. We cracked open, kind of smashed it pretty fast. It's from your neck of the woods up in Winnipeg. It's from Sucrum's Brewing.
Sucrum's.
Yep. It's Paparazzi. It's an Italian Pilsner.
Yeah, Italian Pilsner.
Nice little 5%.
Yeah. It's just the East Indian family. Sucrum's is owned by East Indian family.
I like the fact that they just keep it simple with the traditional hops, water, malt.
Yes. They make good beer. They make really good beer, actually. Yeah. And they have a really nice facility. Their facility is really nice. They make like amazing stouts and amazing barrel-aged stuff. But I don't know if they do this in Syracuse, but in Winnipeg, they have this cereal beer challenge every year. My bad. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, either. So everybody picks a cereal that they're going to mimic in a beer. And then you go around to all the breweries in Canada, in Winnipeg, and you try it. They usually have like Trix, Count Chocula.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles wasn't that good. Frosted Flakes as a beer sucked.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, that has to be actually, the best one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch was amazing. You know what else was good? Frosted Rice Krispies was amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this beer, Barnhammer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Barnhammer up in Winnipeg. They made an amazing frosted rice lager. It was so good.
Nah.
Imagine a lager, just sweet, though.
Right.
It was so good, yeah. And then Half Pints, I think Half Pints did toasted something. I don't know, toasted crunch or something.
Did anybody do Wheaties? Or
they're
or Chex or Chex Mex.
No, they did do Chex. They did Chex. Chex sucked. It was gross. But then they have like they did Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks was amazing. And I don't know. Did I bring anything back? No, because
that's an easy out. I mean, you just got to make it taste like apple.
Yeah.
But you could fuck that up too, though. Yeah, you could fuck that up, right, Alan? You could fuck that up.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't take much, but you can add.
Raisin bran.
They had blueberry.
If you California raisins, I would tell you to get out. Like, yeah. Just get out.
Yeah, they had,
no one wants them unless they're singing and dancing.
They had raisin bran cereal, but it sucked. It wasn't that good. But they do it every year, and it's really a big hit. They do it in October.
Okay.
It's really a big hit, and everybody goes, and it's like everybody participates. And there's tons of breweries up in Winnipeg, Canada, which is a couple hours away from us. That's where my two younger kids live there. So that's how I ended up in North Dakota. Because my kids are close. Yeah, because of my kids. I didn't want to, when I moved out of Canada, I didn't want to move far. I moved back to New York City. It was just too far to move. And then I was like, well, I got to move a little closer. And then I was like, well, why not just move to North Dakota? It's close. And then I moved to a place called Devil's Lake, and I hated it. It sucked. But my son loved it. It was just me and my son living there. But I hated Devil's Lake.
Devil's Lake's a shithole.
God, yeah, yes. Yeah, I hated Devil's Lake. And, you know, it's just... I don't want to talk too bad about the town, but it just, yeah, it was just. Yeah.
No, that's where my wife is from. I have to go there like every other freaking weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul always talks about he hates going to Devil's Lake, but yeah, it's just a shitty little town. But I mean, you know, it has some nice people there. I made some good friends, but I didn't like to live there. Then we moved to Grand Forks, and then my son went to school here in Grand Forks, and then he didn't want to go to school here no more because he said, Dad, all the kids here do too many drugs. I just want to get out of here. That's what he said. He said, they're on all the drugs. He's like,
the choices.
Yeah, he said, I just want to move. You know what's crazy about that? I don't know if I ever told you these guys this, but there's a bunch of kids that come to jail right now. They're 23, because my kid's 23, 24. And they've been coming to jail since they were 18. These are kids that used to come to my house to play video games with my son when my son was 15. And my son made a conscious choice not to hang out with these particular guys anymore because he said they just were doing other things. They were into other things that he wasn't into. All those guys have all been to jail at my facility and have gone to prison. God. At least out of the five guys that used to come to my house, three of them have been to prison at least three or four times now.
Wow. Well, it's good on your son.
Yeah.
Well, he made a good choice. I mean, he would have went to prison. And if he would have came to jail while I was working there, he would have got fucked up.
I saw this the other day on my Facebook feed. So it looks like Sedell got out.
Sedell who?
Jeremy Sedell.
Yeah.
No, he got out of prison.
Yeah.
He was in prison. Yeah, I seen Jeremy.
So he's out in public again?
Yeah. I already met him in public when I was delivering on Monday.
That's funny. Oh, cool. I ran into Jeremy at Smiling Moose because his sister's the manager there.
Oh, okay.
Jessica, she's the manager, so I ran into Jeremy. He seemed to be doing good. He looked good.
Yeah, but, as long as he's got his shit cleaned
up. But I met a guy that you know, Alan, in jail.
Yeah.
I can't remember his first name right now, but his last name is Nobles. You know a kid named Nobles?
Yeah.
Like he had tattoos and stuff?
Yep.
So
yeah, well, I don't think that this has anything to do with our show.
Sorry, guys. Sometimes we go off. But anyway.
Whatever you want
to
do.
This kid mentioned to me the other day that, you know Alan Kirkaby? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, tell him I said what's up. I can't remember his first name, but...
I just wanted to say it must have been tough for you to watch your friends end up in prison like this, but on the other end, be proud of your son to make the right decisions.
Absolutely. You know, who wants their kid to be in jail, right? Like, I mean, you know, like it's kind of a shame when I see these kids because I know their parents.
I know my parents didn't five times.
There you go. Paul's been to jail too. But it's kind of cool that my son didn't end up like these kids, but I know these kids' parents and I know these kids since they were younger, and some of them are really nice kids. They just decided to make a choice. I mean, we're all one choice away from jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us. Success. Yeah, success. Yeah. We'll go with success. What
does that
look like?
So,
what does that look like for you guys?
What's that? Success? Success?
No, when you see your friend, your son's friends going to jail.
We're
all adults. We act like kids sometimes, but yeah. On a serious level, what's that like?
I'm sad, yo. You know, I'm kind of saddened by that because, you know, I know these kids, you know, some of them are really nice kids, and it's kind of sad to see them in this situation. And some of them are assholes, so you got to treat them accordingly, you know? And when they say stuff like, I know you, man. You know me. I used to be at your house, this and this, whatever. I'm like, well, we're at my other house now. So you're in jail now. So, you know, whatever you know about me at home or me being a father, that's besides the point. Now you're in jail. We just got to treat that accordingly. And most of the time it works out pretty fine, you know?
That's how it was for me because my mom was a probation officer for 20 years, and my neighbor was chief of police, and a judge was around the corner as a neighbor too. I'm like, I had no wiggle room. Like, I was on
Get in trouble.
No,
yeah, exactly. Well, I was just afraid that my mother would kill me, so I never got in trouble.
But Alan's still a virgin.
That
he is.
Yeah,
I was a virgin.
I'm waiting for the right one.
Yeah,
my wife's holding out on me.
Yeah. So yeah,
I want to touch on something interesting. I've listened to your last episode when you guys talked about hosting events. Uh-huh. Have you given more thought about it? And Alan, you've mentioned the hurdles of trying to have breweries actually cooperate and do those dates to be available, and some stuff within the local regulations and things like that. Have you guys looked more into it? Because when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool if they can pull that off.
Yeah, I've been looking more into it. Everyone keeps trying to create more events. Like, the breweries themselves keep trying to make more events happen left and right. And for me, I want to do more for up here in Grand Forks, because we only have one, maybe two events a year for beer events. Mm-hmm. And they're both inside. I'd rather do one outside because we have an outdoor baseball complex on, and I want to utilize the outside activities to have more fun with them. But getting everyone together on the same page is a little difficult when no one else is willing to, like, none of the other breweries are willing to help out and just say, we're good to go. We'll do it. And every time I try to throw dates out and what works with, like, getting food vendors and everything like that, they kind of stall. Mm-hmm. So, like, my goal is to try to fix North Dakota's issue because of no one talks to each other around this area. Like, I know the guys who are the in charge. I know the president of the North Dakota Brewers Guild. I'm trying to get a hold of him so I can get a seat at the table and coordinate and plan events, because they haven't touched on any of it in over 5 years, and they really don't care. So I would like to take a part of it and fix it, coming from a salesman / distributor's point of view, and let us take care of it, because our businesses like this are structured to do big events, and we can get everyone on board a lot faster without any hesitation, because we've already established this without having to, like, do any extra work.
Yeah.
So when the president doesn't want to have a conversation, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
Just as a thought when I was listening, because I was like, okay, what can they do to make this happen? So instead of thinking of, like, get everyone to show up, have you thought about maybe starting small with few breweries? One food truck or something like that, and just kind of, like, get the word out there, so, like, they can go back and be like, oh yeah, we had a great time, you know, those breweries who showed up, can tell other breweries, like, it was a great time, good turnout, tickets weren't that expensive for people to attend and have food and beer, the food truck made out well, and then just kind of, like, grow from a smaller setup into something bigger, and maybe get involved in local politics, like local meetings and things like that, and pitching those ideas.
Or chambers of commerce or something.
Yeah, because I think what you guys started talking about is going to be, it could be a great turnout and really
shine a light on beer community locally. And it would just be like, I would feel really happy. Like, I'm out here. It does not affect me.
Yeah.
But it's the community that is within the same culture of like beer that's doing well. And, you know, like when you surround yourself with people or help people out that are doing well, it just feels nice, right?
You feel good about it, right?
Yeah, it feels good. Like, I've gotten some of them are like a lot of them because we're on the eastern part of the state, and I reach out to the western part of the state a lot, and they're all willing to come to this side of the state to do something.
Yeah,
it's just getting some of the ones like from Fargo or a couple of them to just cooperate. And but we don't, I think we only have like 10 to 12 in this state, and they're willing to do it. It's nice that it's a little bit smaller, so I could do just one state and just focus on them and help grow their brands first. So my plan is to get the fall lined up for them and do it on that side and make it a lot easier for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to see what comes of it, and in any way we can help with getting a word out there. Social media, you know, obviously it's like one of the biggest, easiest ways to get the word spread.
Yeah.
We're happy to do it.
Same.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have an opportunity someday that when that takes off, I'm saying when.
Yeah.
I'm not hoping you guys.
I saw recently too from you guys on one of your reels that you guys were just at an event tasting with, I saw you guys there with Southern Tier. Was that in a movie? Was that in like a theater? Like
we have
CNY Brew Fest. It was
fairgrounds here.
Okay,
it's
one of the buildings at the fairgrounds.
Okay, yeah,
yeah, and I mean, we can maybe get some information on how they launch this, how they run it, and send it your way to give you some basically a resource, you know, and go from there. But I'm rooting for you guys, and anything we can do on our end, please reach out for sure. Oh,
absolutely, thank you.
Yeah, we just, you know, we're hoping at some point to get something here, right, Alan? You know, we talk about those
things. Because I'm pretty much doing all the legwork. Like, no other distributor wants to sit down and help out because they have too much, and I'm willing to put on extra hours for this one. Like,
kind of sucks.
Yeah, when none of, like, I'll burn off my weekends while I'm working and contact with them and figure it out.
Yeah.
Keep pressing, because as long as you keep pushing and be persistent, it eventually gets the right people's attention.
Yeah, absolutely. As an indie podcaster, it's easy to burn out.
Yeah,
but yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people, maybe like what we talked earlier, these famous people, they get to start a podcast tomorrow and they got, you know, a million followers. But for us, you know, you guys and us, it's
beautiful.
I think it's a long game.
Slow grind. We got to have a slow grind, you know? Well,
and coming off my end too, from like, so part of our sales is like, we have Red Bull in our warehouse. So that helped me for years going around a lot of our territory from North Dakota, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like, I built a lot of relationships with like small towns, and like some of them have food trucks. So I've gotten to know them very well over the years. So they're willing to like, I've got all their information. They are willing to make the time to come to a new festival to put out their product and show everyone their food. Cause the food trucks are a lot easier now than the breweries at this point. And I'm willing to make a food festival before a beer festival might be a lot easier, which I'm okay with.
Just include a couple of beer companies. Yeah.
Yeah. And just get smart out with a small distribution.
Yeah.
You can call it a fear festival. Beer festival.
There you go. I like it.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Guys, I'm rooting for you. I enjoy listening to your podcast. Yeah, Frank as well.
Yep. Yeah, we enjoy you guys too.
Yeah, man.
We wish you the best. We're here if anything that we can do to help. I know we're far away, but every little bit counts. Yeah. You got a great team. Like, Paul right there is amazing at what he's doing.
Yeah.
I see your guys' content on social media. I just want to say thank you again to Paul for being, you know, for communicating with us and doing what he's doing for you. And I know it's hard to have good team, good people behind you to keep the podcast alive. And I think you guys got a great guy right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thank you again.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys.
Really means a lot.
Yeah.
No, Paul does really well for us.
Yeah, Paul's a one of a kind. There's nobody like Paul.
Because nobody else drinks fucking Busch Light.
No, yeah, but Paul's awesome, man.
Like, he also helps us censor a lot of our stuff from material.
Yeah. No, Paul's awesome, man. Listen, you know what? I don't know. I can't remember how we met Paul. I just walked in here, but you've always been like super, super kind, man. Like, you know, I don't know if we ever say thank you, but we really appreciate you.
Thank
man.
You so much, Paul.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, we getting this.
What the fuck did this, did you guys do?
No, you don't understand.
We're shifting mood.
You don't understand. We probably wouldn't have met these guys if we didn't start this. So this gave us the energy to meet these guys and everybody else online that's in the beer culture.
If anybody is appreciative, it's me, because you guys are bringing content to, you know, my stuff here. Older. So.
Yeah, we put a blue pill in each one of your drinks.
There you go.
That's fair. That's wonderful. Oh, well, that's why I cracked open this Wookiee that we got. And
I know we're coming.
Wait, they got another beer going on?
Yeah, we got another beer. We got a Wookiee.
Yeah, we finished. We capped it off with a Wookiee from Icewind out of Mapleton, North Dakota. It's a vanilla porter.
It's good.
Let's show it.
Oh, let's get a toast, guys.
There we go.
Get those guys a toast.
Go to them.
There you go.
All right.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Even though it's a little bit warmer, it's a medium thin body.
Yeah.
The vanilla pops on the back end really well.
It does.
But a lot of chocolate through all the whole body.
Yeah, they made this chocolate bock was amazing.
Yeah. The chocolate doppelbock.
Isn't this like a moose drool?
Close,
yeah.
Yeah.
That pretty much just set the standard for like just brown ales around the area here.
Yeah. Moose drool. Hey, you know what we had? Sorry. We had at Brewfest, you were mentioning, Alan.
Yeah.
We had a dark sour from Aurora Brewing.
I've only seen two dark sours in my life, and they were weird. Like,
no, this is fucking good.
It was good?
They're good, but you don't think those two things belong together, but they really do.
It had like plum or something in it.
That says what you had.
It was good.
The range of flavors that had is amazing.
On the first sip.
Nice.
And it's like you either fuck it up or it's going to be good. And I think they did a great job. It was good.
Well, because something like that makes me think of like when Southern Interiors make it. I don't know if they still do. It's called Plum Noir.
Mm. I've not seen that.
No. Yeah, it's an older sour they used to make. It's a dark fruited plum sour.
Nice.
And the plums were like Japanese plums that they used.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's sanctions against them now. It's too much to fucking import it.
Yeah, it's a insanely high price.
No, I get it. We get it.
Oh, so totally. Alan, how far are you guys from Grand Marais, Minnesota?
Grand Marais? Where the fuck is that at? Is that near the cities?
So I got one of my best friends is from Grand Marais. He lives here now, but he said it was closer to drive to a McDonald's in Canada than it was in Minnesota.
Oh. We just seen
northern Minnesota for sure.
You guys didn't notice. We just seen a unicorn, a white woman with a really big butt.
She works at the daycare.
It's on the other.
She works at the daycare.
Yeah. God damn it!
I'm going back to daycare.
It's 6.5 hours away from. It's on the other end of the state, Grand Marais.
Oh, you're a ways away. Then. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that's all right.
But how come every time I ask a question, fucking Shannon goes to some weird subject with someone walking through like
no it's just
perfect. it's perfect timing
it's like perfect timing it's perfect timing. Frank, she just comes strolling by in her little tight jeans with her little
this is why I can't
oh my
be,
god she had a little badunkadunk going on there
this was, is why I don't want to sit here anymore because I can't see half the shit.
I can't see nothing,
god damn it.
But you know what, if you're married, Alan, you shouldn't be looking anyway, you know.
I mean, looking,
how dare you look?
Alan needs to switch with Paul.
That was by design. Look where I'm sitting.
Yeah, you got the best view, Paul.
Paul has the best seat in the freaking house, yo.
Alan, that's why Paul doesn't say shit, because you know him.
Yeah.
Alan, you got to do the prison thing. Get a mirror.
Get a mirror.
Oh, I'm totally going to do that now.
Oh,
damn it.
Did Shannon put me off?
He finally looks and there's some old ass man walking by.
Terrible timing for me. I have the worst timing.
Now you gotta hang something in that front glass, like a string with a beer, say, you know, welcome in here.
hey, do you guys have any plans this weekend?
I gotta take care of some work stuff, unfortunately, but then I gotta do things for my kid's birthday party.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
I'm doing
podcast shit. My daughter's a little older, so
okay.
Then we have an appointment on Monday after the solar eclipse with one of the breweries locally.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
There's a big beer event in Fargo. In Fargo called the Fooler's Ball. You should look it up online on Google. It's called the Fooler's Ball. And they're going to have a lot of
collaboration beers.
A lot of people coming from out of town, tripping animals from Florida is going to be here.
There's like 50 collaboration beers.
Yeah, Zoll's from Tennessee is going to be here. People from Nebraska. I mean, all over. I think a couple of beer companies from California.
Yeah.
It's going to be so many beer companies here. Alan can't make it because he has to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and represent for the team. And I'm going to talk a lot of shit. You know what, Alan? You know what? I know you're going to be at work, but I might just send you a live while you're at work tomorrow.
I mean, that's fine. I can walk away from my job.
Yeah, I might send you a live. I might send you guys a live if you're around tomorrow. You never know.
I'm around whenever you want me to be around. You know what? How do you spell that? How do you spell that, Shannon?
The Fooler's Ball. So it's F-O-O-L-E-R-S. Fooler's by Drekkers. Drekkers.
Okay. Yep.
The Fooler's Ball. You can see the lineup. The lineup is amazing. It's a lot of good beer.
Yeah.
Available whenever someone needs me available.
Yeah, a lot of good beer. So I mean, that's from like noon to five tomorrow. So I'm gonna be there. I'll be there tomorrow all day and hanging out. And I'm sure there'll be some people from town here because Jimmy's gonna be. No, Jimmy.
Yep.
The young lady.
Oh yeah.
Jimmy said she's gonna be there. She's one of our beer connoisseurs. Females here. She loves stouts. She's a super lady.
Right. Stouts are great.
So
on that note.
Well,
you want to do a plug for your show and then any other events that people can catch you in?
Don't forget to email me all of your info.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything, man? We just Brew Brothers Podcast. You can catch us on all streaming platforms everywhere. I mean, Spotify, Podbean, wherever you like to stream your podcast, you could check us out. I mean, we're all over the place. Of course, our Instagram is, you know, getting good followers, and people are really hitting us up a lot. And it's so much stuff. Like sometimes I miss things. I miss people saying, you know. So if you hit us up on Instagram and we didn't get back to you yet, we will. Right. So
if you're locally, catch them at this local event that's coming up. With what was it called?
The Fooler's Ball.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna be at the Fooler's Ball over in. I'm gonna be there.
And then the rare beer picnic we'll be in July.
The rare beer picnic in July. We'll be at what's also in July?
All pints
in July. Like
it's also in July.
Yeah.
You know what? And I work every other weekend, so what's cool is that all these events happen on my weekends off.
Oh yeah.
Nice. So it's like perfect timing this year, right, Alan?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Anything going on this weekend, Alan?
No,
just working.
Just working.
Yeah. I'm just going
to. Well, we want to say thank you again for your time. Oh, man.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
thank you guys for letting us have this wonderful conversation with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It takes effort and you know, time to do this, and we really appreciate it.
No doubt.
Always happy to have you guys on. I'm looking forward to being on your show one of these days, and then vice versa, and maybe soon, hopefully, in person.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, before you hang up, Paul, me and Alan want to stay on the east side of the screen and take a picture with them.
Of the TV?
Yeah, the TV. Fuck that. Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Quick. Hold on, guys.
Got it.
We're good.
Oh, God. Oh. Thanks, Paul.
Where do we need to be, Paul?
You guys just be where you are.
Be where you are, yeah.
All right.
You
go on that side.
Can you get us in here? You might have to move back.
All right, I got you.
You got us.
Kind of big.
Was that a dick reference?
All you gotta do is look forward, guys.
Roast.
Oh, hold on, wait. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You're a tiger.
Okay. Hey, you do a tiger? I go like this. Alan goes like this all the time. I don't know why.
He does like the pussy cat, like.
I don't know. Alan's like. Well, I guess we all got to run, and Paul has to go pick up his kids. You guys know that already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so sorry for cutting short, but you guys are great. I appreciate it.
No, you're going to cut it short. We appreciate you guys, man.
No, this was a lot of fun.
We're an hour and 40.
Yeah, we're good, man. We really appreciate it, man. Yeah. You have no idea. We're blessed to be in your platform.
This was an absolute ball to have on.
Yeah. And I don't know when you guys want to set up when we have you guys on our show.
Absolutely.
We
ask
you
some questions. Whatever's good for you guys.
I don't know. You guys want to do it a couple of weeks?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever's good.
We'll plan it, and then we'll do you guys on us with us, and we'll
That'd be awesome. So you guys, you know, we don't script anything. You guys the same, right?
Yeah, we're not scripted.
We don't script it. We just roll with the punches, and some days, you know, it comes out. Once in a while, I have something on my phone that I want to talk about, but most of the time, we just go for it, man.
Same.
Yeah, we go for it. Yeah.
You guys are great, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man.
God bless you guys, man, and your families. I hope everybody's safe. You guys have a great weekend and all that good stuff, all right?
Thank you.
Cheers, right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Guys. Take care, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That was awesome, bro.
Yeah. Okay.